Outstanding job from Luke. Yeah, he's just done a real nice job of taking advantage of the opportunity, but just kind of showcasing the kind of pitcher that we've seen him through the minor league system and taking it to another level. He's making really good pitches as far as just location and trusting himself, but not trying to be too fine, but still, when he needs it, he's painting. And he's just he just looks a little different than a lot of other guys in the league. Who's the last guy? Wow. We're trying to come up with that on the bench today. And yeah, that's what a great accomplishment. I mean, a couple big stolen bases there, too, to give us an opportunity to put some runs on the board. But to watch the ball jump off his bat and what he's been able to do all season, not just poolside but opposite field like today or dead center, and then to be able to run like he does, you know, it's just a very, very rare mix. And what a great surprise he's been for us this season.
Can you speak to that journey he's had this year? Maybe that's a bigger club out of spring, division issues
we know. Yeah, and I don't even think he really expected to make the team out of spring after how his spring was going. I mean, it was just one of those ruts that you know, guys run into him in the middle of the season sometimes, and they figure it out. But he was in a bad spot. And I know he's pressing because he wanted to be a part of this team, and we want him to be a part of the team. And he watched how Jose took such advantage. It kind of came down to that situation, one guy to make a spot. And you know, Tommy, to his credit, what he did when he went to Memphis, and we've said this a number of times, and because it is. It's not always the case, but he went down early in the year and knew what he had to do to figure out how to get back and join us and help us. And I think every time that happens, it helps them in their development long term. And Tommy, there's been no looking back. And he's made the adjustments that he needed to physically with his eyes and with his swing, and has put together a tremendous season.
Different personalities, obviously, but is there any similarities between what Reggie brought?
Yeah, I mean, way different personalities. I mean, Reggie was just fun-loving guy that had a lot of success and brought that veteran presence. Tommy's just a young, I mean, he's, even though he's not young age-wise, he's still young in this league, and just an exciting but a grinder. I mean, he doesn't back off for a second as far as just his intensity level. Not every guy can do that, and that's, you know, that's sometimes difficult for other players, you know, to figure out how to be like. Reggie brought a lot of levity, but you know, it was intense and had a lot of experience. And both of them, extremely good teammates.
Does he have a green light to skim third there?
Sometimes.
How about
that play? Yeah, sometimes. So most of the time you see our guys go, it's going to be a green light. I don't like doing a forced steal. That means you have to have a forced jump. So we find a time in the game where we'll say, if you get the jump, we want you to go. And you know, it's kind of a give and take issue. If they start going every single time we put it on and they don't get the jump and it wasn't the right read and it wasn't the right time from the pitcher, you know, it's something, it's a freedom we take away. And so it goes kind of back and forth. But Tommy's been a guy who's shown a great knack of being able to improve on that. Mike Schilt and Oliver Marmol have been real diligent at trying to teach the counts, trying to teach the reads, the looks, the timing. And Tommy's been a good student.
He's made a point before that the young, at least once, maybe twice, did not follow him when he was more through. Is that something the young has been more aware of?
Yeah, and he didn't have a great jump there, but still was good enough, because you know, there's not many catchers that don't prefer to take that shot at third base. It's just an easier throw. It's right in front of you. Less moving parts, and most of them are going to try and take that shot at third, and second base is there if the guy gets a good jump. Paulie hesitated a little bit, but then he made up for it. It was a pretty good jump.
How do you compare what Luke Weaver's done for you over the last few weeks with other guys throughout the year? I think maybe a Waka in 13 as a comparison, anything like that?
Nothing pops into my mind. It seems like every year, and not necessarily in our starting staff, but we have young guys that come up that we've been looking forward to. And I think Luke's situation might be a little more unique in the fact that we expected to see a little bit more of this last year, and he just tried almost, if you can try too hard, he was just trying to make such great pitches all the time. He was working himself into trouble, and it was so atypical to every report we ever had on him. And I think it's part of that phase, like we were talking about with Tommy. Sometimes you got to go back, learn a few more lessons, learn yourself a little better, figure out what differences between the leagues, and then come back a better player. And that's what Luke's done a great job of doing. Every game. It's huge. I mean, if we would have half stepped today, you know, it would have been gone. And so that's the beautiful thing about that approach is, yeah, it's going to be a lot of hype and a lot of excitement going into Chicago, which I think our guys are going to feed off of. But the simplistic approach of just play this next game really well and figure out ways that we can get better and clean up a couple things we had today. What do we need to do differently to keep continuing to move in a positive direction, regardless of who it is? And we're going to keep teaching that message. I mean, there's no team meeting to have before we walk into Chicago to try and get more out of these guys. If you're given everything you've got, you have nothing more to give. And so it's really the philosophy we're going to stick with the rest of the way.
How much do you need that hit from Martinez there? After
it's huge.
Problem with
straining
guys like
this? Yeah, just. I don't know how much of a problem it was as much as it's just, man, like I said yesterday, it's hard, you know, to come through in those big situations against big league pitchers and a guy who's throwing the ball very well. That's twice we've seen him really good. And for Jose to come through with that, we need somebody to put that shot in the arm for us and to give us that big hit. It's not something that's easy to do, but they've been doing extremely well. You watch Yachty and you watch Jose, a couple guys in particular who are coming through in those situations. But, yeah, that's... You know, it turns the whole game around. That's what we were hoping for yesterday, but you know, it's a big ask.
How important was Bader being alert to get that camera
on? Yeah, and great relay all the way around. I mean, that's and you know, you had to have everything go perfect in order to get him at the plate right there. So I understand why they were trying to push the envelope, but that could be one of those, you know, momentum shifters. And you know, great tag by Yachty too. All of it, all the way around. You know, Harrison's playing hard out there. I know he wanted to have that ball there in the ninth, but I'm doing a nice job of covering center field for us. All right, guys.